In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, look, we all continue to marvel about Saquon Barkley and, by extension, the now 9-2 Eagles. The real buzz is in the air, obviously. And by the way, not just locally. I mean, nationally, it's like Saquon is the talk of America right now, and rightfully so. So we'll certainly, you know, continue to discuss him and his greatness and this remarkable season that he and they are putting together. That plus the Flyers last night, a shootout loss, but they get a point. Look, Sixers off again today. So off yesterday, off again today. We'll find out tomorrow if Joel plays. All right, a lot on the table. Saquon, obviously, primarily 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Back in ancient Rome, they used porcupine quills for toothpicks. Porcupine quills.
Gotta be resourceful, John. Gotta be resourceful.
And Pliny, the author from way back then, claimed that toothpicks that were made from porcupine quills would harden the teeth, while vulture quills would sour the breath.
Well, that's no good. Was that the elder or the younger? There were two Plinys.
Probably the elder.
I think the elder was a little bit more famous. You know who's famous? Saquon Barkley. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Brandon Graham today. So let me say this. In about, about 2 hours, a little bit under 2 hours, BG will be in studio. And obviously, we'll roll out the red carpet. Although, Seltzer, we don't really have a red carpet around here,
no,
right?
No, we don't.
But
no.
We'll do our best to make him feel appreciated and loved.
A metaphorical red carpet.
Metaphorically, that's ladies right. And gentlemen, we will we'll show Brandon Graham the love. And obviously, for the half hour he's in here, you'll be able to, you know, hop aboard the phone lines and show him the love as well. We'll find out what's going on.
Don't physically try to show him love.
I'm going
to
hug him, John.
Don't touch him.
No, I guarantee I hug him.
No.
I can't not I cannot not hug him today. I hugged him years ago when he got that sack and they won the Super Bowl. I hugged him. We were at, what was the supermarket we were at?
ShopRite?
Yes.
In Williamstown?
Yes. I gave him a hug that day. I stood up during the broadcast.
Yeah, he still talks about how much he hated that.
I'm like, Brandon, you just won the Super Bowl. I got to thank you. I got to give you a hug. So I'll give him another hug today. But look, that'll be a big deal. 7:40 today.
He's torn his tricep off. Like,
but he might not play again. So I got to hug him.
No, he tore his tricep off. He doesn't want you touching on him. Well, just leave him alone today. Like, maybe pat him on the back from afar.
I'll hug the other tricep.
Sort of.
All right.
Great job.
So here's the deal. So big show, obviously, with Brandon Graham. But also big show with Saquon being the talk of America. You know, John, I want to hear from you and everyone today at 215-592-9494. you know, just the thoughts as we open up the phone lines on the greatness of Saquon Barkley and what we are all buzzing about, because it has just been, it has been a season for the ages here. And I just marvel. Look, before we go any further, I just want to play two pieces of audio, just two. And then we're going to react to everything we've seen through 11 games of Saquon. The first goes back a couple weeks ago. You guys know it. I mean, it was, and I think still is, the play of the year. Let's just go back a couple weeks ago, Saquon.
Barkley, behind Hurts, motion to the near side of the field. This time it goes to Barkley up the middle, across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 70 yards.
Shot out of a cannon. He was shot out of a cannon.
All right, so we had these backwards. That obviously Sunday night 2 days ago. That was the first of the two touchdowns. And you can hear Merrill's enthusiasm, excitement, and you can just hear it. Now let's go back a couple weeks ago, because you could really tell from Mike the other day, and again, a few weeks back, Mike was like, what in the heck is this? This is Saquon. This is the play that perhaps first this season grabbed America's attention when he leaped over that dude.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. Listen, he did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
It's so unbelievable.
What am I watching?
All right, so here's the deal. Everyone at 215-592-9494. You guys have seen it. We've all seen it. I ask you today to try to put into words what we are seeing from Saquon Barkley, the shock, the awe, the wonderment, the greatness. But also to take it further to the MVP conversation, to the usage conversation, overusage, concern or not. John, the Saquon Barkley thing, I mean, I don't know if I have the words, but I'm going to ask today everyone to try to frame it. John, floor is yours. Talk to me. What are you thinking, Saquon?
The words are the three letters, MVP. It is a tall task for a running back to win this, but he deserves it. And it's crazy to say, because a back hasn't won the award since 2012.
Yeah, 12
seasons.
Adrian
Peterson. Saquon, he leads the league in nearly every major offensive statistic, and he's going to break Eric Dickerson's single-season record. I do believe that. He's got, 608 yards to get to 2,000 right now. It feels attainable, and the only thing that will limit him is our organization's desire to keep him healthy. But the point is, this MVP, he should be the MVP of the NFL, for he means that much to us, and he means that much to football. He means that much to backs. He means that much to offense. The emphasis that will now be placed on running the football with effectiveness and getting the backs involved in the passing game the way he's been. You know, Lamar Jackson has won the MVP twice. It feels like that's not going to happen again, even though he's, you know, they're good. Yeah. They're good. Josh Allen has not won the MVP before. He's kind of the real competition, because the Bills sit atop everything, and they just beat the Chiefs. But Saquon is resetting the mindset, and I think his stats, when you look at his stats now through 11 games and compare them to Adrian Peterson's back in 2012, right now you're looking, Adrian Peterson, 1,236 yards. Saquon, 1,392 yards. Receiving yards, he's beating Adrian Peterson 257 to 185. Touchdowns, Saquon, 12 touchdowns to Adrian Peterson, 7 touchdowns through 11 games. Adrian Peterson won the MVP that year.
Yep.
Saquon's way ahead. I feel good about that. The problem is, and it's not Saquon's fault, 12 touchdowns feels kind of flimsy for an MVP, because when LaDainian Tomlinson won the MVP in 2006, how many touchdowns do you think LaDainian had, Joe?
Well, he was a machine. I will guess 25.
31.
That's unbelievable.
yeah.
And he got a lot receiving also. And we also know Saquon has been vultured by the Jalen Hurts tush push.
Well, that's the big thing.
He could easily have another 5 to 7.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
He has not been depended upon to be the scorer, and that's a huge factor. The bottom line, people want to see an MVP that put his team across the goal line time after time after time. And then think about the fact, too, Jalen Hurts is going to pull votes within the same offense as Saquon, and his odds for MVP are the same as Pat Mahomes right now. So Saquon is the most impactful player on his offense and team in the year 2024. He plays running back. Lawrence Taylor was the most impactful player on his team.
86,
in
right?
1986.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember watching Lawrence. He had 105 tackles on the season. He had 20 and a half sacks.
Well, you know what he was, John?
He became the second defensive player to win MVP. It was crazy.
He was the best player.
Unblockable.
He was the best player.
Well, that's what
period.
It was clear he was the best player. He changed. Yeah. He changed every team's approach to playing the Giants, just like Saquon changes every team's approach to playing the Eagles, and he's going to change the approach to offense in the NFL, which I love because of the return to the run game. So anyway, Lawrence Taylor, back in 86, second defensive player to win it, going back to 1971.
Bob Lilly?
No.
Who is it?
You want to take another guess? 1971. He was
71 defense. Man, I don't know. Who the heck is it?
Alan Page.
Okay. Yeah.
Vikings. But Saquon's the most impactful player. And 600 yards to get 2,000 with six games to play. He's going to be there. And the only thing holding him back is how healthy do they try to keep him. But our running back as MVP has gotten better. His game has improved as an Eagle. If you put on tape from him playing as a Giant, I think his vision now is improved in the open field because he has more opportunities to be in the open field. When he was getting clobbered with the Giants, he was just in like save my life mode all the time.
Yep.
He truly is blossoming as an athlete. And I know that sounds weird to say. He's never had this freedom. He's never had these just extra. It's like a new lease on life. It truly is in every respect. So he is better than he's ever been. Truly better than he's ever been. And that's part of why he's the MVP, too.
Yeah, so look, there's so much to this, and we want to hear from you today at 215-592-9494. On this Thanksgiving week, it's obviously a thanks for Saquon show, an appreciation show to a large extent, but also there's next steps to it, like John's talking about with MVP and the usage thing. Let me just say this. I cannot believe what we're witnessing. I can't, it's like my mind, you know, when you think of outer space and there's things that like you just kind of can't grasp, that whole space-time continuum thing, like the human brain can't totally get there and understand it. I guess that's the best way I can describe what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking about Saquon Barkley. I can't understand how a player can play this great.
Because it's the perfect confluence of a guy who really appreciates the opportunity.
Well, that makes it extra special.
This line.
Yes.
In this city.
Yeah.
It's the whole package.
It's what he
to
went
begin
through.
With.
Yes. Yes. What he went
the
through.
The contrast.
In New York.
Yeah. From where he came from,
right.
That adds to how much this means now.
And the fact that he's a good dude really helps because, you know, as a fan, it's easier to be a fan of a guy when he's a good dude. Right. You know, like a Brandon Graham. He's going to be in here with us in an hour and a half. I mean, we love him. Saquon is obviously a good dude. It's so clear. And then when you throw in the way he's playing, let me put it this way. I can't conceive of a running back playing better. I can't. I can't get my mind to how could he possibly play better. Do I think he should be the MVP? Absolutely. Like, absolutely, I think. And look, all due respect to Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, and they're great, but I can't. I just can't imagine that he's not been the best player and the most deserving player for MVP. Now, do I worry about the usage thing? Yes. Am I worrying about it less than I did 3 or 4 weeks ago? Yes, I'm worrying less. In part because he's still the freight train.
I mean, he looks faster in the second half.
Yeah, there's been no slowing down. He's gotten through 11 games. It might take a total of 20 or 21 to get to that game in mid-February. So my antenna is up on the usage, and we'll go through some of the numbers, where he's at and what he's tracking toward, because it is a lot of carries and touches and all that. But, I mean, he just looks amazing. All right, Saquon, the whole thing is on the table today. Well, to me, the simplest way to describe Saquon is I don't have the words. The problem is that doesn't work so well in talk radio, you know, because we are supposed to talk and say the words. You tell us.
I think I have words.
All right, what do you got?
He can run. He can run every direction. So just imagine him as a starting point. Like, he can run sideways, backwards, diagonal, forward, all at the same speed, and all while jumping or maybe facing any which way, and it's faster than everyone else, and he's going to beat every angle when he wants to, even against guys who weigh 50 pounds less than he does. He's going to defy what defenders expect, and he's a giant-looking monster back Quadzilla that if they can somehow, you know, manage to grab hold of him, he's going to break the tackle. And he also happens to love it here, and it's his home on top of everything else, and he loves that he's got excellence and execution in front of him, okay, creating green grass like he's never seen before.
Well, here are my words. I don't know how to describe it. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. All right, Jimmy, describe it for us. What do you got, bud?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Jimmy.
Super.
Thanks for taking the call. And happy early Thanksgiving to you all.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
I think there's two rules that this offense should go by moving forward. Rule number one, 26 gets 25-plus touches a game. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
Yeah, the problem is that gets dicey. Now, they're pretty much doing that, Jimmy. But, man, there is still about half a season to go.
I mean, I called you guys like a month ago and said he will be the MVP if healthy. And, you know, I think that you were looking at the stats or the odds and said, oh, Sam Darnold's in front of him and Jalen Hurts is. I mean, I live in Manhasset on Long Island. Ask a Giants fan if he's valuable. They can't even get a first down.
Yeah.
I mean, he's averaging 6.2 yards a carry. This team is built for the playoffs, and I wish they could play the Lions on Thursday for the NFC Championship. This is just it's really exciting. And
yep.
I'm super pumped.
Well, listen, Jimmy, it's a good call, and I agree with you with one exception. I'm glad the NFC Championship game isn't, you know, in a couple days, because I want to enjoy the next couple months. I mean, James, can you put into words watching, like, when you sit down and watch an Eagles game, and it's Saquon, put into words what's going through you.
I mean, it's thrilling. Like,
it is.
I've said this before, but it also feels as like on brand for what we want out of a football team and have always wanted a football team. You know, we want a tough football team that's going to go out and be physical and kick the crap out of their opponents and play defense and run the ball. Like, it's like the perfect Eagles team. I sit down and watch them. I'm like, they do exactly what I want them to do. Yep. It's awesome.
Rhea, this century, Saquon or Ryan Howard when he hit 58 home runs, .313 batting average, and 149 RBIs?
See, that's a tough one. Like,
a very tough one.
The Ryan Howard thing, you know, because it's baseball.
Yep.
You know, you're wandering around the house doing stuff, and he comes up, and you're like, all right, I'll just wait a second, because you know he's there.
Yep.
Saquon, you know, it's every play on every drive. You never know. I mean,
you never know.
It's the eyeballs. I did not remember him being this dominant.
Me neither.
Now, obviously, the marriage with
he's
the offensive line.
So much better.
Heard him.
I didn't know the speed. Like, I don't remember him running over people.
I know.
It's just been incredible.
John, let me ask you this. Because he has for me, and I'm curious for you, John. You played with him. Has he passed 04TO in impact? Because I believe he has. And that's saying something. Guys, you know I don't go there lightly.
Well, the difference is, Terrell, if he had an incredibly productive game, you would maybe get him the ball seven times.
It was a different era, to be fair to T.O. Like, he had 75 catches. And again, that was in 14 games. These days, that would probably be 115 catches, honestly. I mean, Zach Ertz had 116 catches 1 year, James? Like, obviously, Terrell Owens, you know, numbers back then were lesser. So I never want anyone to misconstrue. Like, someone's going to look, oh, T.O. only had 75 catches. All right, enough.
So,
okay,
no,
it was like he had 110.
Saquon's impact is it surpasses anyone's that I can imagine.
I think so, I can think of.
Saquon as the back, as the player who I entered the season believing should touch the ball 20-plus times
a
game.
Yep.
You insisted that was impossible. That he would break down, he would die.
Not over yet. And also, I was also talking about multi-year. I was talking about this year and next year. Like, the McCaffrey thing, I think, is real. I think San Fran overused him last year. Look, they almost won a Super Bowl in the process.
Football.
Yeah, but they do have him for multi-years here. I mean, you know, it is. I mean, they're not at the finish line yet. I'll just say that. Let's get to Gary right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, team. How are we doing today?
Excited, Gary. Very excited.
Very exciting, exactly. You know, the Barkley thing, the best way I can put it is, it's like the first time you go to an amusement park. He's having fun.
True joy, yeah, yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I mean, behind this offensive line, real. With this scheme going on right now, to me, I watch Walter Payton, and I'm looking at Walter Payton 40 years later. I mean, the speed, the vision, the power. I mean, did you guys see, I think it was on the second, the 72-yard run, when Jalen Hurts handed off the ball to him. You just gave him a chair. He was just sitting back there smiling.
He had a grin. Yeah, Jalen had a big grin, man. It was good to see. That was fun.
That was awesome. Yeah. I watched Saquon play in high school, and I knew he was good, but man, I'll tell you what.
Well, Gary, and listen, good call, great call. And to Riga's point from earlier, it just shows you how much the Giants stunk that he was that shackled.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think, like he still might miss out on the Hall of Fame because he's coming from a hole from all those years. I mean, he missed a lot of numbers that he otherwise could have had with a just halfway decent team. And what a shame that he was that shackled for that long. What a travesty. You know, not to be obscured as a 9-2 team. And a huge game coming up on Sunday. Huge. Versus Baltimore, particularly with the Eagles' quest to try to get that one seed. And, you know, they're going to really have to keep a pretty big winning clip going because the Lions, you know, I know they got some harder games up ahead, but man, they've only lost one time this year. All right, good morning to you. 215-592-9494. Chance to win a cool prize. We'll get to that shortly. Let's listen to Brandon Graham. So he's going to join our program at 740 today, but we want to give you a taste of BG from last night. Obviously, he does a Monday night show every Monday night with Spike and Howard and honest to God, is Ike? Ike's? Because I get it all confused because they do a line shift.
I think Elliot's there.
Elliot's there too.
Yeah.
So it's Spike, Ike, Elliot, and Howard. So they need four people to interview one player?
I guess so.
Okay. Then again, we have four. Sometimes we have six or seven people on the show. So who am I to talk?
Sometimes we need a disco ball in here.
There you go. All right. So anyway, I'm just playing around. Let's listen to how it started last night. After Brandon had been introduced and the crowd obviously gave him a great cheer, let's listen when he drilled down on, because it's good, you know, Spike wanted to know right out of the gate, like what's going on. Here's how the show started after the applause.
Brandon Graham, how are you feeling?
You know what, man? With that right there, with that energy, man, What am I thinking about, man? I'm out here. I'm feeling good, man, coming in here. And at the end of the day, stuff happens in life, but it's how you deal with it. And so for me, the way I'm going to deal with it, I'm going to just serve my guys like I always do. And I'm going to make sure I maximize all that I can do as a captain for the guys. And I know I don't want nobody feeling bad for me because I'm still going to be me, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. Because We all got stuff that we're dealing with. People got way worse stuff than they're dealing with. So for me, all I could do is be a service to my teammates and my team and make sure that we continue to keep our mindset on the mission. And people going to go down, but it's how you respond. And it's other opportunities for other guys like, you know, Jalix, who I think is going to be really good. You see Nolan Smith already coming out in, Sweaty J for sure. And then I don't know how we going to play it with anybody else coming in. But all I know is, man, we got a good defense. We together, and we're going to keep doing our dinners together. We're going to keep doing all this stuff. Man, whenever I can be out on that field after surgery, I'm going to make sure I'm out there. But when I'm in that building, man, I'm all the way.
What a spectacular perspective. I mean, honest to God, you expect it, but you hear it and you still, it's just the guy, look, I am going to give him a hug today. I'm going to try not to further injure him. Seltzer, I'm not going to hug him.
Yeah, I'm not in on this hug.
James,
idea.
You know what I might need today? And this is where it's going to get really embarrassing. He might need to console me.
Oh, God.
Okay, don't start crying.
No. I'm just saying. I mean, there's a better chance I'm going
to
cry.
Everything to me.
Then he's going
to
cry.
Go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
You know, like when someone gets fired and the person that gets fired ends up consoling the person that fired them?
Yeah.
That could be me today. All right. But anyway, all right, let's listen to one more of BJ because he told an interesting story about how he found out, you know, what was going on the sideline after the play. And it touched a little bit on the timing to return. This was an interesting anecdote from Sunday night as he related last night here on WIP.
I end up getting hit by the running back on the chip where I'm going past the lineman and the running back right there. And so he hit me right in my elbow, man. And I just started, holding it for a second and got to the sideline. I mean, as you can see, I could still move it, do everything right. It just, when I do certain movements, it was hurting me. But on the sideline, I'm like, I'm good, right? He's like, can you do this, do that? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I can ball my fists up. I can do that. I'm about to get back in the game. And he started messing with it. And then he whispered in my ear that, man, I think you tore your tricep. And I was like, no. I'm like, man, I don't. And so he started doing these other movements with me. And boy, sure enough, I say, I think I tore my tricep. Man, I'm telling you, this 4 months, 4 month thing.
Okay.
All right. So that's what he said. 4 months, which would put you in late March. So for those hoping he comes back mid February, it's extremely unlikely. He didn't totally close the door on it last night, but I mean, add up 4 months from November 26th. You know, it's March 26th. So unfortunately,
T.O. came back.
Who?
T.O.
came back.
T.O.
did. Yeah.
But.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen. All right, let's go to the phones. Different. I mean, this year. 215-592.
We also don't know how serious the tear is or anything. You know, we know that he's got a tricep tear.
Sometimes, yeah, we'll find
I'm
out
sure
what the...
something like that needs to be repaired surgically. Sometimes it doesn't.
That's right. But they're told him 4 months, so, you know, the math doesn't add up in a good way. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Our buddy, my pal, Tom in Dover. Tom, what's going on?
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing this morning?
Great time.
Always better when you call, my man. Always.
What's up, Rich? How you feel, man? You doing all right?
Yeah, like super. It's great to hear you. I don't know. Joe sounds like he's a little bit too friendly, though.
Well, I mean, it's just Tom hasn't called in like a month, and I love him.
We love you, Tom, and it's been a while.
Even when you rip me.
I love that. Today because it's raining down here in Delaware, so our start time on the job got pushed back a couple hours. I called yesterday, and Jimmy said he was going to get me in, but I had to start work. But I only said what's up to you, Joe, because you're a running back and you know the game. And me and my buddy was talking yesterday, man, and I'm 58 years old, and I've been watching football since I was 8 or 9 years old. And what Saquon doing, man, is like, it's amazing to me, man. Like, I can't believe it, man. It's real, like.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that he was on a team and the team would let him go, wouldn't pay him the money, man, to do what he's doing, man. You know?
Yeah.
And on top of that, we was also saying, like, we worrying about him worrying about the workload that he putting on. But if you think about it, man, some on 5 or 6 carries a game, he hardly even gets tackled. You know?
It's a lot less punishing playing a game here than it is, and I don't want to jinx it, but in many cases, it looks like it's less punishing playing the game here than it did when you're a Giant. You're more consistent with the blocking. You know better if you're Saquon where the tendencies, where to ride the wave, so to speak. And it is amazing. The displacement, I guess, is the best word to use for scientific terms.
Yeah.
The displacement that occurs by our offensive linemen just moving people. They give him 5 yards. It's almost clockwork every single snap. If it's a run play and Landon Dickerson fires out and gets his hands on that person's going backwards 5 yards. And that goes across the board. It's so awesome, Joe, to watch, Tom.
We're gonna need him Sunday, Joe. We need to beat Baltimore, man.
Oh, it's big. It's really
Baltimore's good. Baltimore, doesn't it feel like they're exhibit? Okay, we're exhibit A. Look at this run game. Look at this quarterback who's really talented, MVP caliber quarterback. Look at this running back who's all world. They've got an all world running back to go with a very dangerous running quarterback and a team that's been there and had success. It sort of feels like we're cut from the same cloth.
Well, it's a tremendous matchup, and it's a measuring stick and all that. And Tom, great phone call. And of course, it could be a Super Bowl preview. Let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red Tag Bonus Cash is back at Armin Chevrolet. In stock now, the 3-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Here's the poll question. At this stage, who should be the MVP? Now, we boiled it down to 4 choices because that's all Twitter gives us. Obviously, there's some other candidates not in these 4. Here are the 4 we went with who should be MVP. A, Saquon. B, Josh Allen. C, Lamar. D, Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, the 2 primary players not listed that are high up there in the rankings and the voting possibilities are Jared Goff and Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry we're going to see on Sunday. So, Saquon, Josh Allen, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, they're all on great teams. I mean, they all have, Lamar's got the most losses, I believe, with 4. Everyone else has 2 losses or less, which is pretty incredible. Now, let's listen to Emmanuel Acho, and what a career he's carved out from basically backup Eagles linebacker, sometimes starter, but mostly backup Eagles linebacker. Good dude, by the way. I hung with him years ago. Very, very cool, fun guy. And he's carved out a hell of a career for himself, and, of course, big, prominent on FS1. He said something yesterday. To a large extent, I think he's right, but I think he misses one aspect. Here's Acho yesterday on television.
As an MVP voter, I'll make it very simple. If Saquon Barkley breaks the 40-year-old Eric Dickerson rushing record of 2,100 yards, Saquon Barkley will win MVP.
Yeah,
barring someone else breaking a record. Saquon Barkley's on pace for 2,150 yards. If you can break a NFL record, their NFL's been around for 70 years. If you can break an NFL record, and if you can break Eric Dickerson's record over the last 40 years, he is the MVP. It is simple as that.
All right, here's where it's not as simple as that. I mean, yeah, he's
that
right.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, here's where it's not
I'd
as
love
simple.
To see that.
What if he's 50 yards short? I mean, answer that. You know, like, yeah, I get it. If he breaks that, yeah, I'm with you. What if he, like, let me put it this way. Adrian Peterson didn't break it, and he won it. So anyway, I'm not ripping Emmanuel Acho. I get his point. He's saying if he gets there, he gets it. I agree.
I think.
But
he
what
could
if he?
Get
what
there.
If he? Does? Well, of course he can.
I think he could get there. But in five games, I think he could get there in four games. What if he has a blowout game like this last one against the Chargers?
Yeah, but here's John, here's part of my point. What if because they have to face three really bum teams? Carolina here in Philly, Dallas here in Philly, the Giants here in Philly.
Rest them.
What if they, yeah, mid-third quarter, all right, we're up 20, in part because he ran for 110 and a touchdown, but now it's mid-third, early fourth, he gets to sit. That 110 doesn't become 160, he doesn't pass Dickerson, right. So then he's penalized?
Right.
I mean, that's what happened to Kajana Carter in 94. Sure. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So yep. that's not right.
Or he could have just two runs that he gains 142 yards on like he did against the Rams. Right. I mean, that when you think about it,
yeah,
the 70, I mean, 142, and both were touchdowns.
Yeah, it's
insane.
I so marvel at what Saquon Barkley is doing. I just love it. 215-592-9494. Let's also listen to Sirianni because, you know, he's coaching this guy and he's coaching all of them. And I think he's coaching them very well these days. I really do. Sirianni in the locker room had a message after the game on Sunday night, late Sunday night, that is really the same thing he said at the podium. When he talked about how he wants the players to block out noise. But this is with the exuberance of a coach who just won his seventh straight game. Obviously really proud and happy with his team. Here's the message, and I love this message, that Sirianni delivered late Sunday night.
Guys, that was unbelievable defense. That was unbelievable on offense. Franchise record for Saquon, 255 yards. Yeah. Now, hey, listen to me. I want to keep it at this. Everybody watched that game, and everyone's calling you and telling you how f***ing good you are. We have not done Put your head down and work. It's the work that's got us here. You guys have been playing your ass off, and it's the work that's got us here.
That's a good message, man.
That was great.
Right, John? That's
really
good stuff.
Great. It feels strong. It feels just so concise, and the guys are locked in. I thought it was interesting to watch also that everyone, just the attention, the eyes of the guys are right on Nick.
John, is it a lot easier to believe when you're winning? Meaning that you buy into the coach's
sure.
message. It's got to be a lot easier,
No doubt, no doubt. And you know, Nick is doing a really good job. Let's be...
I agree.
He doesn't get the credit he deserves, that's for sure, but he's starting to get a lot more of that credit now that we're winning, and let's hope it doesn't recede so dramatically like it did the last time when things were, you know, just a little tepid. You know, we got pretty down on him.
Guys, barring a tremendous collapse, and it could happen last year, but barring a tremendous collapse, he's back next year, and if I'm his agent in the offseason, ring, 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 Howie and Jeff, hey guys. Contract time. It's time.
Without a doubt.
It's time for a re-up. My guys made the playoffs four times in 4 years, and three of the years with a tremendous record. I mean, let's go. 3-4-5 year deal. Now, I'm not saying Jeff and Howie will give it to him, but I would think
I think they will.
I think there'd be some kind of extension.
I think they definitely
might
will.
Not be a 5 year, you know, crank it up kind of deal.
I think there absolutely will be an extension.
I do too.
If this continues and they go, yeah, I no doubt.
I mean, it would be crazy to me not to. But I know as recently as like 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago, most people wanted him out. I mean, meaning fan base and talk show hosts. All right, where do you stand? 215-592-9494.
I still don't feel...
You're not all in.
No, I'm not convinced that there's not someone else out there who could do great things, who could, you know... I know that that's...
No, I'm not saying there's others that couldn't be great. I mean, I do think there's quality coaches available. Obviously, most notably Belichick. You got Vrabel. You know,
well, that's the thing.
But
those are at top of mind.
I
right
know,
now,
but you don't throw a guy
they're
out.
Still out there.
You don't throw a guy out though when he's, you know, coaching like this. I think he's coaching great football. I do.
I agree with you, and I think that clip in the locker room afterwards, where he's telling the guys to keep their head down and work, and that is so important. I think he's doing a great job with that.
Here's the coaching worry.
You don't
worry.
Win seven in a row and keep consistent the way that this team does, to keep ascending the way that this team does, unless you're really locked in.
Here's the problem.
1% thing, it registers with these guys.
But here's the problem. It's just everyone just start... putting this in the head, front of the head, back of the head, middle of the head, wherever you want to stock it away. If the Eagles have the kind of success in January that they've been having lately, Kellen Moore could get plucked. And then it's like, here we go again. You got to get somebody else again to run the offense. Because, you know, I just got to imagine with his background and his age, he's going to be a pretty big candidate for a head coaching job. So, you know, just tuck that one away, because you could be right on back to Howie and Nick and Jeff all trying to find another guy to run the offense, and then here we go again. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, cool prize to give away today. It's a $100 gift card at Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to finishing your holiday shopping, or just, you know, buying a gift for yourself. Three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit them in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards, of course, are available. That's josephanthony.com. Here's how you win the $100 gift card today. You got to give us a great answer to this question. In honor of Saquon, who obviously has been an incredible addition to a team that had made the playoffs 3 years in a row, that already had something pretty darn good going, although, of course, teetering big time after the way they collapsed last year. But the reality is Eagles generally a good organization, and Saquon has made them better. So let's go from the world of sports to the world of fiction and the world of television shows. John Ritchie, an addition to a show, an addition, you know, not episode one, perhaps in many cases not even season one. And by the way, I'm not letting Omar from The Wire be an answer. I think they featured him in like the third or fourth episode.
No, that doesn't count.
That's early enough. It
has to be after the... Yeah, no.
Give me a season two or beyond. Like, the show has been established, but along comes a character, like Saquon, that takes it to a higher level.
Wow.
And there are many examples. John, again, everyone, 215-592-9494.
Okay.
John,
this.
An addition to a show already established.
This.
What do you got?
You know what? I like this because I'm going to give an answer. This guy... This is a guy whose name is never replicated. No one else in the history of names uses this name.
What's that name?
Chachi.
That's
Chachi
a great answer.
Chachi Arcola.
Yeah.
Chachi Arcola came into Happy Days in like, I don't know, season five.
Probably around there, yeah. And he was little.
He was Fonzie's young little cousin. Cute little cousin.
I thought nephew.
Chachi.
Maybe cousin.
I think it was,
okay. He became a huge character.
He did.
Yeah.
And he fell in love with Joni. And then Joni and Chachi had their own spinoff.
Yep.
Joni loves Chachi.
Yep.
But no one else in the history of, I don't know, shows or books or like any movies,
right.
I've never heard of a Chachi.
No, you're right.
Chachi's a cool name.
Cool name and a great
Chachi.
Character. Great answer. Seltzer, when you think of a character, add it to a show. What do you got?
I'll give you the character's first line, see if you know it. Do it or don't. I got somewhere to be.
Yeah, that's Marlo from The Wire.
Marlo Stanfield.
Yeah.
Wow. What an addition.
Marlo's a big answer. And there's a lot of, from that show alone, there's a lot of big answers. Rhea, what do you got in addition to a show?
This is season four, Friday Night Lights. Vince Howard, played by, of course, Michael
MBJ.
B. Jordan. Yeah, Michael B. Jordan, who just I thought was tremendous in it.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are massive answers. Let me give you one from Breaking Bad that I thought was tremendous, and that's Gus Fring. I don't know what season it was. I just remember he wasn't in one. At some point, he comes along as the antagonist, you know, to our guy, Walter White. And how did you say his name, John? Freed?
I think it's Fring.
Fring?
Yeah.
I mean, what a character, Seltzer.
Fring? I'm looking it
I
up.
I think it is.
But, I mean, bottom line
amazing
is
character.
From Breaking Bad,
yeah,
a great
Giancarlo
character.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Tremendous
phenomenal.
Character. All right, give us a
he
great...
He looks like a Fring, doesn't he? A Fring.
Well, he didn't look that way by the end of the show. All right, give us a great answer to an addition to a show. Whoever provides the best answer is going to win the $100 gift card. Joseph Anthony Spa and Salon. 215-592-9494. Coming up, what Sirianni said after the game on Sunday about Saquon's usage. And we'll tell you about that usage, meaning what he's on pace for as of now if they play all the way through the Super Bowl. That